Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
Are we glad we serve a Jesus that heals? Yes, are we glad we serve a Jesus that does miracles?
Yes.
Are we glad we serve a Jesus that forgives us for our stupidity?
Yes.
That's for sure, me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness gracious alive. I'm telling you, it's so amazing, you know, to see God do all the things we get to see Him do here at the Living Savior Church. My goodness, we see Jesus do stuff all the time. He is an awesome God, you know, I mean, of course, you know, some of these little insignificant things, you know, that he, you know, when he heals a boy's eyes instantly, you know, or color blindness right here, you know, we saw these kind of things this year. I think about that little boy that was standing right here, 13 years old, that the poor boy, when he came up, he was colorblind and he had about four or five other issues in his life. And of course, since he was born like that, I asked the question, you know, I said, well, you know, I thought the two people that brought him, I thought that was his mother and dad. And I said, you know, well, how are y'all doing? Are you getting along well? And, oh, yeah, we're getting along well. We love God. You know, we go to church. We tithe. We do everything. I said, well, was you doing all that when he was born? Oh, so he wasn't born to us. He's not our natural born son. I said, oh, he's not? They said, no, we adopted him. I said, oh, okay, good. I said, how about your parents' son? I asked the mother. I said, how about his real mom and dad? What about them? Well, there's two kids, they're on drugs, you know, they're doing everything wrong. And I said, well, that's why you're born like you are, you know, because of their sin. But I said, son, you're in luck. I said, this mother and dad has now adopted you, so they have become the legal parents of you. So that takes your other real mom and dad out of the picture. So I said, now then, since this parent's your adoptive parents are walking in obedience to God's word, Jesus has redeemed you from the curse. So all we got to do now is claim Galatians 3, 13, and 14, which says that Jesus has redeemed him from the curse of the law. And I said, then all I got to do is cast out these demons that are messing your eyes up, fixing where you can't see and all these other things, your color blindness. I said, so I will cast out these demons. Then I will ask the Father in Jesus' name to send the Holy Spirit in there to restore your little eyes and make them where you can see perfect. And I did all that, and I said, now in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, it's done. I said, son, do you believe that? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, say thank you, Jesus, for healing me. He said, thank you, Lord, for healing me. And then he says, wow. He said, God is awesome. And I looked around, and I'm saying, son, what's going on? He says, God is so cool. I said, yeah, I'll agree. He's awesome and he's cool, but what's happening? He said, I can see colors everywhere. He could see colors. He didn't know what they were, but he could see colors. And so I just stood in awe to see our Lord heal that little guy standing right here. And as he healed him, about 2 months later, I guess, we got a beautiful letter from the mother. And she said, you know, what a privilege to have been right there and seen our Lord. Because, you know, if we see him heal him right there, guess where Jesus was? He's right there. He's always right there. And Jesus healed those little eyes. And his mother said, what a privilege to have seen our Lord do an instantaneous healing on our son. And then for us to have the privilege to teach him the colors these last 2 months. Because see, you see colors, but you don't know what they are. You know, so mom and dad is having to teach him, you know, this lady's got on a blue shirt, you know, and this one, yeah, he's got a green shirt or whatever, you know. So he don't, mom, what's this color? Well, he don't know, you know. I mean, you take it for granted. When's the last time you told Jesus that you could see colors? Probably never. Lord, when you realize that some people are born and never get to see anything, no colors, and why is it so hard for us to say, thank you, Lord, for everything? Because, you know, he says your eyes and your ears both are a gift from me and you should praise me for them. But we don't do that, do we? You know, we should say, that's just like little William, that little guy years ago, that William had a hand that was kind of like that. And he had broke it in an accident, a car wreck, in 7 or 8 places in his arm. It shattered it. And when it all grew back, his hand was like this, and that's all he could do with it. He came up to me one night years ago. I'd taught on faith for a couple of hours. He said, Thurman, of course, I wasn't a pastor or nothing then. I was just a deacon in a Baptist church. He said, Thurman, do you really think Jesus might heal my hand? I said, no, William, I don't think he will. I know he will. I know he will. I said, now, Lord, thank you for healing William's hand. And I reached over and laid my hand on his shoulder. And when I did it, he went, quick. And his hand became perfectly normal. Right. And you know, that just shocks you. That just rattles your cage. You know, you think, Jesus is right there. And he did that. And of course, I told him, I said, he's walking, screaming, running around the place, jumping like a bunny rabbit. I mean, you ought to, and of course, you know, that would be, I would probably be doing the same thing. And he's saying, thank you, Lord, that my hand works. Thank you, Lord. And so everybody got to see that happen. And so I told him, I said, I want your address and your name and everything. And so he gave it all to me. And the next day, I drove down to Fort Worth where he lived in a little apartment. And I walked up and knocked on the door. And he said, come in, the door's open. And so I just pushed the door and went in. And he's sitting right in the middle of the bed with his legs crossed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I thought, I've been able to do that forever, and I have never said thank you, Lord. So I thought, Lord, thank you that mine work. Do we take what we have for granted? All the time. And just think, God is the one that gives us everything. And so many of us, we wake up in the morning. I mean, just like this morning, I woke up and I lay there for an hour. And all I did was lay there in bed and praise Him and worship Him and thank Him for what He's going to do today, what He's done the days past. Lord, I praise You and thank You that You're the mighty God, the King of Kings. I can't imagine anybody turning their back on Jesus. Can you? No. Now then, for a few minutes, what I'm going to do is, we have any testimonies? If you want to come and give us a testimony of something that's happened. Alan's got one right there. He wants to tell us something. Alan hadn't been here in a long time. He's from New York. He comes along. Here, hold this mic up close.
Hi. The other day.
Hold it close.
Hi. I come down and I have a prison ministry, so I come down and see these two guys on death row. The last time I was here was in July, but it was not the week when you had it, so I couldn't come. But anyway, I go hiking in these mountains. Where I live in New York, north of the city, and there's a lot of mountains around there, like 1,000-foot high mountains. So I go hiking a lot. If I don't have to go to court, I go in the morning, I go to pray up there. So, but a week, like 3 weeks ago Sunday, there's a slope I was going down. There's a lot of boulders and slippery slopes there. I have a staff. I get always complimented. It looks like Moses' staff, you know. I found it up there. But it was slippery. It snowed, a little snow, and it melted. Whatever. It was slippery. I was being careful, but I slipped, and it's going down a slope this way, and it's also tilted to the right. So I slipped back like this, and I'm also falling this way, and I'm falling down a slope because it's tilted to the side. And it's all strewn with boulders, like this big, all jagged. I mean, anything can happen. I'm an accident attorney, and people get injuries like that just from and people get hurt like that just from falling from their own height. So I'm falling backwards, and I could hit my head. My body can get contorted, get all kinds of injury. But I didn't even have time to do anything. I fell, and I hit my middle of my back. Right on a rock. I got pictures of the rocks over there. I didn't feel nothing. And right away, I jumped down and said, and I was worried if my stick was broken too, because I value that stick as a gift from God. And I right away said, praise God. Nothing happened. I didn't feel any pain, nothing. You know? And I said, He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in your hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Mind you, when you fell on that concrete get hurt. I've fallen lots of times on that mountain, never got hurt, because He should neither hurt nor destroy in all His holy mountain, because I go up there and pray. And when I came back, I told somebody, I said, I fell. They said, well, you'll feel pain tomorrow. I said, no, I won't, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
And I didn't, and I won't.
Praise the Lord. See, that's what happens when you have faith. Yeah, and I will have to say there is some good attorneys in the world. There's one lawyer that's a pretty good one. Yeah, there you go. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Alan, I have been in his home in New York and everything. He's got a wonderful family, and and children and everything, but he has really been, he's really learned how to pray for people, you know. And of course, like he says, he has a prison ministry because he's an attorney and he deals with these prisoners, but he leads lots of them to Jesus and he prays for their healing and all kinds of things. And he has seen the Lord do lots of awesome things as he's learned how to pray and do wonderful things for Jesus. So see, if Jesus can use an attorney, he can use any of us, right? Praise the Lord. Anybody else have another testimony? If you got a testimony you want to give, you know, tell what Jesus has done for you, we will take it now. Praise the Lord. Anybody got a testimony? Nobody got one? Oh, we got one. Richard's going to tell us. Hey, here.
I came down here for one purpose tonight, and that's so I could agree with Thurman. I've had some sickness, memory loss and things like that's been going on in my life, and I've been working my way through it, but you know, it's tough. And I just said to myself today, I need somebody to agree with me. Now, who can I get to agree with me that I can really depend on? And there's this man right here.
Amen.
So
praise the Lord.
Praise God that God's given Thurman to us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful that I can pray the prayer of faith for you. That's for sure, because, wow, I had a real blessing. Even my own little spiritual daughter, I call all the girls that work for me my spiritual daughters, but Kathy was telling me this morning, of course, she always comes and sits in the office on healing school day to take phone calls, you know, because we're normally not open on Saturday, but she takes phone calls, and she come back to get her a cup of coffee or something. I happened to be back there in the kitchen. And she said, Pastor, I was talking with somebody about you last night. They were asking me about you. And she said, yes, I get to live with Thurman. I get to see him all the time, every day. And she said, I will have to say, I have never met a man that has the faith that he has. You know, and so she said, he has the greatest faith. I see miracles all the time. I thought, wow, what a good place to work, huh? Yeah. You know who the head of this operation is here? Amen. It's Jesus. He's there.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.